Come see Stand Up on the Spot in a city near you, like Los Angeles, California, Huntington Beach, California, and St. Petersburg, Florida. And come see me headline in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Springville, Utah, Tacoma, Washington, Oxnard, California, and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com. You're watching Stand Up on the Spot. Thank you so much for leaving those likes, those comments, and making sure you're subscribed. Everything helps. Now enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? I'm Jeremiah Watkins, and this is Stand Up on the Spot. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot. Who's ready to kick this thing off? What do you say, huh? All right, could I get a suggestion? Ghost hunting, Aaron Rodgers.
Bad drivers.
What was this?
Bad drivers.
Bad drivers. Awkward eye contact. I take that personally, okay? Now I feel like I can't look at you. Because maybe you thought that I was giving too much eye contact to the crowd. I think that women and men obviously take contact with eyes very differently. If a guy is looking for too long, the girl's like, he wants to wear my skin. And then if a girl's looking for too long, the guy's like, I think she wants to suck my dick. She keeps looking right at me. She can't take her eyes off me. She could be a serial killer. She legit could be a serial killer. And like, you'd be like fist bumping to the guys around like, dude, she's into me. Like, she has not taken her eyes off me for the last 45 minutes. She wants a little bit of this, don't you think? A guy looks at a woman for more than 5 seconds and you're like, hi, please? There's an awkward man jerking off, staring at me right now. What's going on? We treat eye contact. Some people consider it a confident thing for eye contact. Men consider it a confident thing. When you're looking at another man, you shake another man's hand. But if you're looking at a woman and you're like, it's very nice to meet you. American Psycho, right away. Let's grab another suggestion.
Grandparents.
Grandparents and Spider-Man. Do you think Stan Lee ever found out about the sex act of Spider-Man? Does everybody know what the Spider-Man is? One dude in the court, yeah. Freaking yeah, dude, I've heard of the Spider-Man. I wonder if it ever got back to Stan Lee, if it ever got back to him, that the Spider-Man, somebody made up the act, when you go into your hand, and then you... Do you think it ever got back to Stan Lee? He's like, why would you desecrate the character of Peter Parker like that? I wrote him as a teenage awkward boy. I didn't think that you would take it that far. Yeah, that's a fun one. Next suggestion, what else we got?
Toddlers.
Dude, I'll take toddlers. Man, it is hard to not raise a douchebag these days. It's really freaking hard. I think that my parents, you know, like every parent's like, oh, things were harder in my time. I think I am having a harder time raising my kid than my parents ever did. Because I can't hit my kid. I got hit and that was the end of it. Did it cause me trauma? It did. But I got past it eventually later in life. But you know how much faster it is to deal with a kid just, shut up!
Do you know how much faster that is for our parents that they got to do that with us? Do you know what my wife and I have to do when my son bites kids at school now? We have to take him aside. We bought him a book that is called Biting is for Food. Do you know how long that process took? We had to order it online. We had to wait for it to get there. Then each of us had to read it to him. My dad would have just freaking whipped his belt out. You're gonna bite kids? You're gonna bite the belt right now. Just freaking. Okay, Dad, I won't bite again. But I have to get on my son's level. Hey, pal. Heard you bit somebody at school. Yeah, I like biting. Well, this is gonna take forever. I had to read him this book, and I had to sing. I have to get it in his head. What I do is I make up little jingles for each page. Biting is for food. Yeah. Well, you don't bite your friends. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. As I'm singing it and as I'm saying it in public, I'm like, man, I'm a good dad. I am a good father. I'm doing my very best. Am I hanging on by a string? Absolutely. Did you get hit as a kid? Huh? Oh, yeah. And guess what? He's quiet and respectful in the front row. If anybody smarts off tonight, I'm like, you didn't get hit as a kid, did you? Let's grab one more suggestion.
Halloween.
Halloween, what else we got? What was this over here?
Firefighters.
Firefighters.
That's Leprechaun.
No, I got it. This guy's like, I don't know if he likes firefighters enough. What about as leprechauns?
You're like the weird pitch guy in the movie room.
No. Firefighters have been done. But what about if we did firefighters as leprechauns? I mean, it would take a lot longer for them to get down those poles, wouldn't it? Takes way longer for them to be on the back of the fire truck. Also, leprechauns, they could only put out fires when there's rainbows in the sky. What are we doing?
You ever think that firefighters are just strippers with initiative? They're both working the pole, but one's saving lives and the other one is destroying them. I thought that deserved a little bit more. Who's ready to kick the show off? What do you say, guys, huh? You guys are a phenomenal crowd. I'm very excited to bring this next comedian up to the stage. You may know him from his podcast, We Might Be Drunk. You may know him from his podcast, Tuesday with Stories. You may know him from his Netflix special, Please Welcome My Brother, and a regular of the show, Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. All right. How about that Hamas? No, I'm just kidding. All right, just joking. Just getting it out of the way early. All right. Okay. Hit me with something, folks.
Cranberry juice.
Cranberry? Somebody's got a UTI. Holy shit. You know what's weird? But cranberry juice actually sucks, but cranberry cocktail is pretty good. But there's no booze in it, so... It's like... Caitlyn Jenner, you're like, come on. Yeah, all right. No, all right, just kidding. All right. Come on, we can do better than cranberry juice. What the hell? We got the one sober guy up front here. Come on. Hit me with something. Bourbon Street. Whoa, hey, you know more about me than my father. Well, I grew up in New Orleans. I had a weird childhood. Grew up in a black neighborhood with a, in a dilapidated mansion that had a transvestite drag queen nanny. Yeah, pretty cool. He raised me, and now I can't get hard unless I see a picture of RuPaul. So I'm all fucked up. But yeah, we'll try to keep it, you know, sober. But I don't want to do it about me. You know, nobody cares about me.
Newlyweds?
Oh, well, you know, I just got married and I give it a year. But, no, I'm just kidding. Newlywed is great because it's still fun and new and you pretend you don't hate each other yet. And, you know, you try anal for your birthday and all that. And yeah, that's why you get new sheets on the registry. Yes. It's pretty messy out there. Put a tarp on the list. Yeah. All right. Congestion pricing. All right, Jesus. All right, you Jew. Take it easy. Good Lord. Congestion pricing. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Dow or the NASDAQ or whatever the fuck, you know? All that shit. I watch that. I go, hey, look at that. I have no idea what that guy's talking about, you know? So, yeah, sorry, buddy. Congestion pricing. I don't know. I know congestion and I know pricing. But that might be the most Jewish thing ever, where you're talking about money and your allergies at the same time. So, sorry. Can't help you there.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Yeah, oh, the guy fucking Taylor Swift. Yes, yeah. Oh, the Swifties are in-house. All right, yeah. You guys are like herpes. You never know where you are. And then you're there. Oh, there they are. Okay, must be an outbreak. All right, yeah. Well, I've talked about this before, but I will say, you know, he's got to be worried about the CTE, you know, with these football players. Because pop stars, they don't have to worry about head trauma. Well, unless you're Rihanna. But, you know, yeah. But, yeah. But now that she's banging this football player, all these female viewers are watching NFL for the first time ever. So pop stars can bring in the female viewers. So that means Ed Sheeran needs to start fucking a WNBA player. Just get those numbers up, you know? Yeah. But I don't know anything about pop music. I did see Lizzo got in trouble, and then I don't know anything about her music, but I don't like to cancel shit. So I stand behind her. You just can't see me. But yeah, all right. Okay. I don't care where you are in America. Fat joke still hits, baby. We can talk about body shaming all day, but a good old porker, still funny. All right. Aliens. Hey, all right. Well, we found the virgin. Oh, no. Alien. Are you talking about spaceships or the border? Okay. No, hold on. One thing at a time there. Love the Mexican. We got any Mexicans here? Woo! Hey, oh, we got a couple there. What is this, Home Depot? All right, hang tight. Oh, okay. Just joking. Love the man. That joke is over the line, and so are you. But, all right, okay. Oh, yeah, aliens. You know what's weird about aliens? We have aliens here, and no one gives a fuck. You know, like Congress admitted we have aliens, and everybody's like, ah, fuck that. The mermaid's black. Like, wait, what? There's a Martian right there. I know, but Target's gone gay. Ah! My priorities are way out of whack, you know? You know what an alien needs to do? Get some publicity is, like, say something racist. Then they'd be front page news. They're like, misgender somebody? Forget about it. They're the biggest stars in America. Yeah. I mean, how long until it's like, hey, you gotta have an alien in every movie? Hey, yo. What do you think? Hey, it's a cowboy movie. I don't care. Put a cowboy hat on a fucking alien. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Let's do it. Two aliens, one cup. Here we go. All right, yeah. Okay. What's that?
Infidelity.
Infidelity? That's the gayest way to say fucking someone else I've ever heard. Infidelity.
Pokemon.
Wait a minute. Pokemon?
Yeah.
All right, pedophile. Pokemon really took over for a while, didn't it? Like, a couple kids were like walking off cliffs because they were looking for Pokemon. And even if I was the parent, I'd be like, eh, that was meant to happen. You know, that's probably for the best, but I don't know anything about Pokemon. I've seen a clit. But, all right. Sorry. What do you got?
School pickup.
school pickup. I don't know what that means. I think that's what Kevin Spacey does now. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'm Kevin Hart. You guys are great. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Hey, there we go.
Guys, keeping over Martin Norman.
Hey, all right. Hey.
We are going to take a few suggestions together, see what we can riff on them together. So what do we got?
Stillborn.
Wow, Stillborn. That's fun. Horrible Bruce Springsteen song. Stillborn in the USA. All right. Sorry. What is a stillborn? Is that a miscarriage?
Yeah. But they're yeah.
I know a miscarriage is sad, but sometimes it can really get you out of a bind. Yeah. Let's be honest, you know. It's God's abortion, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's God going
control alt delete on the situation.
He's like, we're going to shut this down.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Sibling rivalry.
Sibling rivalry. You have siblings, Mark?
I have an older brother.
Did you guys have any kind of competition between you, like for your parents' love or like academically or anything like that?
Nah, I mean, I killed him. No. No, we're cool. We're like coworkers, you know? Hey, it's cold out. Yeah. Yeah, did dad diddle you? Yeah. You know, just surface level stuff.
Yeah, just water cooler. Like, yeah. We both have been through a lot.
Exactly. But we're cool. But no, that's real shit. You know, if I was Stephen Baldwin, him and Alec Baldwin used to fight a lot, but now I'd be a little worried. All right. Sorry, he shot a lady.
What else we got?
Gym class.
What was this?
Gym class.
Oh, gym class. Did you have to climb the rope?
I didn't. I saw that in movies all the time, but I never had to climb the rope.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but me neither.
Yeah, is that only in movies?
Probably in movies, yeah.
Did anybody have to climb the rope in here?
Oh, really? Whoa.
What area or high school did you go to? Long Island?
Long Island, yeah. They don't fuck around out there.
Same? Long
really?
Island? Wow.
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 Man.
They're like, we're going to do one thing right around here. We got a lot of problems. We may not be the best characters, but our kids are going to climb that rope.
I feel like if you're a PE teacher, you automatically get put in you could be very creepy category.
Good point. It's tough with those hot kids around. But yeah. The little shorts. Come on. Those kids are asking for it. Climbing that rope with the cleavage there. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, a ball bag? Wow. Ooh.
Climb that rope, Timmy.
Oh,
climb a little higher.
Yeah.
He starts using the bottom of the rope. He's like, climb it even more. Climb it.
Can I come down now? I'm almost finished. Almost finished, yeah. That's why they kept climbing, because they saw the coach jerking off, yeah. That's motivation.
Oh, what else we got?
Broken bones.
Robbery.
Skydiving.
Assisted suicide.
Whoa. Well, first of all, if you can't kill yourself, that's pretty sad. You know, if you need assistance to have suicide, you should be dead, I think. Yeah.
Assisted suicide, I think that if you're the person, if you're the call who they want to do it, like, that's got to be a little bit of a rush.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only time in life you're allowed to, like, technically kill somebody.
And you're helping them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We should sell that. Yeah.
We should go on Shark Tank with that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, we have something called assisted suicide.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Dogs in Manhattan.
Dogs in Manhattan. That's tough. You know what's weird is when you see a guy with a Great Dane in Manhattan. You're like, what are you doing? It's like an obese person getting on an elevator. You're like, there's only so much room here, you know?
When somebody has like a, yeah, like an Alaskan Husky or something that's just huge, I'm like, where does this dog live full time?
Right. Only thing worse than that is the giant dog on a plane. It's a service dog. Yeah. And you're like, well, where does this end? Could I get a pony? You know?
Yeah.
Or what about a service hooker? Huh? I mean, talk about relieving anxiety. Right?
The flight's going to be fine, honey. The flight.
The old gym class. Yeah.
Guys, keep it going for Mark Norman.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to keep this amazing energy going. You guys good? Fantastic. And it's very interesting. This next comic coming to the stage, this is her redemption set. You may know her from Being Ian with Jordan. This woman is like a sister to me. I absolutely love her. Please welcome the amazing, my friend and yours, Jordan Jensen, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. What? Okay, here's what happened. Last time I did this, I didn't know we weren't allowed to do bits. So I destroyed. And everybody was like, wow, it's off the dome. And I felt so guilty and my OCD was killing me. So I was like, I need to make this right. So I let Jeremiah spit into my, like a big spit, like a big, large spit into my mouth. And I thought, like, I was like, people have sex. They do that. I have sex sometimes. But the problem was I laid on the ground and then he really, yeah. And by the time it got to me, it was cold. Yeah, it was cold. You don't want that, turns out. And then I threw up instantaneously. So this is my redemption set. I'm trying to. This sucks. I have 2 hours of sleep, and I want you guys to know I just got broken up with like 4 hours ago. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Hey. Here's the crazy thing. It was by a man. Whoa. Okay. All right, let's go. Hit me with it. Okay, go.
Redemption.
Oh.
Central Park.
Redemption. Huh? No, Invisalign, that sucks. Although, are they all wearing it on SNL? Have you guys noticed that? It's really crazy. I knew this one girl who was a lesbian, and she hid the Invisalign from her girlfriend. But then her girlfriend just started thinking that she had this really bad drug habit. Because every time her girlfriend would come in, she'd be like, and would pull it out. And then that girl broke up with her because she was like, you're addicted to coke. And really, she was just a little silly goose. So that goes to show you, be honest with people. Why doesn't he love me? Okay, cool. All right, what was another one? Go ahead. People who don't thank you when you hold the door for them. People who don't thank you when you hold the door. I actually am one of those people. You know what? Fuck you for holding the door. I want the whole, you know what's funny? I'm such a bitch. If the door is too heavy, I always open it like this. Doors are made for men. Doors are made for men. But then if somebody's holding it for me, I'm like, I'm as good as a man. I got it. You know what I hate are like the chivalrous guys. Like, You know the dudes who have like, they do exist. They're like 45, shop at Hot Topic sometimes. Ooh, and they have like a fedora and a little soul patch. I hate that I'm just describing James Mattern. I don't mean to be doing that. But they're like they have like a Princess Bride poster. I hate those guys. I call them m'ladies. And they'll like, you know what I'm talking about? They'll hold the door for you and you're like four blocks away and you're like, all right, I guess it'll break and do a jog. You know what I mean? I hate those. They're the guys who they're like, oh, I want, they watch like corset porn, I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? They always have like a sword above their doorway and you're like, and you're like, is that a sword up there? And they're like, actually, it's a bow staff and I thought you'd never ask. I got my vagina waxed and it, like, I asked for a triangle and now my vagina, like, looks like one of those guys. Like, it's bad. You know what else is funny about the door thing is, you know when you hold the door open and sometimes you just end up being the door person? Huh? Do you do that? Are you that guy? I feel like that shit will make me fucking hostile, dude. Where I'm like, look, I look like a homeless person. You think that I want to be here? Oh, speaking of which, what about the fucking door guy at 7-Eleven? Fuck that guy, right? Dude, fuck that guy. He come in and he's like, here you go, lady. And he has a thing of change and he's like, and I'm like, fuck you, dude. Now I have to give you money or else I'm racist because he's always black, right? I hate that. I also hate, this is fun. I also hate, this is so fun. I hate the lady, you know when you go into the bathroom and there's like a lady like with mints. And you're like, just don't look at her, right? Just don't. And then you go and you like wash your hands and you're like, fuck. And you turn and she's like, nee. And you have to go take it. That's just a fucking homeless person indoors. That's all that is. Pisses me off. She's the same as the 7-Eleven guy. I just realized. All right, I think that's good for that one. Let's get another one. I feel bad. Go. Ew. Teenage babysitters? Why are you asking that? You know about my troubled past? Okay, wait. I like teenage babysitters better than 90s music. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You want me to break out into Alanis Morissette right now? Dude, that's what I need to listen to, actually. Thank you for bringing that up. That's what I'm going to... Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I used to listen to that as a little kid and be like, you hope that... What was the line where it's like, did you think about me? And I remember just being like, when you fuck her, he fucks you. Somebody got fucked. Somebody's getting fucked out there. Remember just getting off on the tiniest things like that as a little kid, just hearing that and being like, nee. It's fucking... Just any fucking movie, just like Aladdin every time. Okay, 90s music. Oh, what did you say though? Teenage. I'm so tired. I'm so tired and sad. Teenage babysitter. I think this, my babysitter, I didn't have a babysitter, it was my sister and she was a whore and a bitch. She would run my head into the dryer all the time. No, but I think it's funny when you like ask a, was that the light? That's great. Okay. Like, I have really bad OCD. And I think it's funny when you're like a little kid and somebody's like, you should, fuck. I have said this on stage before. I won't say it. I'm realizing now I've said this, but I'll just say it. And that's fine, right? Okay. I just think it's funny when, you what? Oh, I'll take another suggestion, but this is just, I just think this is, I've said it like one time. I say everything. Okay. So that's why this is hard for me. I get on stage and I'm like, can you help me with my issues? No, but like, you know when you have OCD and you're like, somebody's like, will you babysit my kid? And you're like 15 and you're like, yeah, what if I like fuck your kid though? You know what I mean? Do you guys ever have that? I think about that all the time. Like, anytime somebody's like, hold my baby, I'm like, what if I spin the head off your baby right now? Who's gonna stop me from, who says I'm not that person? Not me, I don't know this bitch, you know what I mean? Yeah, I used to babysit when I was a teenager and I would steal so many snacks. These poor kids, they were too full. And I was just like, you want another peanut butter sandwich, don't you? And they're like, no. And I'm like, yes, you do. Oh, man, I used to fucking eat all their snacks, finger fucking the jam jars. What are we doing? Teenage babysitters. One time when I was a teenage babysitter, I jumped out. My favorite thing is to scare people. It's so fun. I think it's so fun. I can never get enough of it. My favorite scares are when people don't react that much. Like an adult male, if you're like, ah! And they're like, and they just do like a little like, that's my favorite. I love that. And they're like, ah! I love it. But I've been addicted to it since I was younger, and I was babysitting my friend's little siblings, and the little boy rounded the corner, and I went up his body, and he looked at me and just vomited everywhere. It was awesome, dude. I was just hysterically laughing, cleaning up his puke. I'm also puking because of the puke. I'm laughing. Okay, one more. One more. Erectile dysfunction. Interesting that you bring that up. Why do you point to her? Why did you just point to her? Huh? Oh, you saw the pun. Interesting that you bring that up. No, I'm not Mark Normand up here, Jesus Christ. Hey, giving a blowjob is like being on an airplane. It flies and you put it in your mouth. What? In comedy? Okay, sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, I'm in a bad mood. Okay, erectile dysfunction. I don't know, I think it's funny. Don't you think it's funny how it's like, I feel like in my 20s it was like, you know, you touch a dude and they're like, ugh! And they would come immediately. And as soon as I hit 30, it's just that nothing works anymore. Every one of my buddies is popping blue chews if they can figure out how to open the package, which is very... There was no golden age, right? There was no like perfect cock. It was always like a scared one where they're like, sorry. And, oh, I hate the, I don't know what's worse. I guess I take it personally when somebody can't get hard, and that makes it worse, right? Because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with it? Get it out. Is it me? What do you need me to do? And that's scary. That's not good. I know what you got. Every time I go into that scenario, I'm like, Jordan, just like be cool. Just be like, it's totally fine. I totally get it. You're intimidated. Instead, I'm like, it's the shape of my body, isn't it? Is it? It's because I'm shaped like a Lego man. I knew you noticed. I've made dicks go soft doing bits in bed. One guy was like yelling at me because I didn't make any sound in bed. And I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I won't go into that. Okay. That's really hard not to go into a whole bit. Okay. Erectile dysfunction. That's a really good one. Much better than 90s music. No offense. Okay. Erectile dysfunction. Yeah, it's better than, I think, okay, I'm thinking about if I had to choose between the two. Yeah, I think I would go, you know, I like the guys who come too quick, but the guys who come too quick think of like a bad, they think of like a way out of it where they keep going to the bathroom and being like, I have to pee, right? And then they chill their dick out in the bathroom. Have you guys had that? Have you guys had the mid-sex, I have to pee? I'm like, fuck you, dude, you're getting close. I'm chafing, come, bitch. What the fuck? You're gonna go take a break? Fuck you, dude. Bring back some lube then and a different woman. Motherfucker. I think that's fine. Get up here. Get up here. Oh, man.
Jordan Jensen, totally redeeming herself.
Yes. 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 Oh, Jeremiah did our podcast today, and I just had sunglasses on and was weeping. And I was like, I'm okay. Keep going. Keep rolling. Keep going. So Trooper. We were really worried that this was going to be a bad show, but it was very fun.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have told them that. Now they're worried for me.
We're going to take a couple suggestions together and see what we can do with them.
My lesbian moms always drink Corona and lime. You guys are gay. I'm really sorry. I'm really going through
Comedian it. Comedian destroys unassuming crowd members.
It. What are you, a lesbian then?
I don't know. I that was such a strong visual of you going, is it the shape of my body?
Don't I always feel like that, like, in... Remember? Okay. You know, if I say Buffalo Bill, you guys all think of the same line where he's like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah.
But every time I have sex, I feel like the one line that he says where they like are looking for the woman and he opens the door to the cop and he's like, we're looking for so-and-so. And he goes, is she a great big fat person? And that's anytime, every single time I take my clothes off, I just want to be like, is she a great big fat? Like, is that what you're thinking?
What do we got? What suggestions do we have?
Pixar.
Bender. What was this?
Fender Bender.
Oh, Fender Bender.
Which one do you want to do? Fuck, you know.
Have you ever been in any Fender Benders that you caused?
Yeah. Yeah. I like, okay, this is going to sound pretty cool, but I drive stick. I know. Thank you. And I was borrowing my mom's automatic car, and I was going over the Manhattan Bridge, and this guy that I was dating posted a thirst trap, and I was rechecking the comments to see if any women were like, that's my penis or whatever, I don't know. And then I ran into this car, my airbags went off, I cracked a rib. I had all this like white smoke on me. I get out of the car and I run up to the taxi guy and I'm like, are you okay, sir? And he was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, you're not okay? And he was like, you look really bad. And I'm like, there's like blood on me and shit. The cops had to like pull me back in the car because I went immediately into crosswalk lady all of a sudden. I was like, is everybody, are the children safe? And they're like, you are damaged and your car is totaled. And then I still refused to admit that anything had happened. I was like, I'm fine. And my car is completely bent, accordion all the way up. And they're like, you need to get it towed. And I was like, no. And I just put it in park or in neutral and like huffed it all the way to Brooklyn. It was so bad. I was wearing a onesie too with all the dust. I looked like a big baby that got baby powder on my face. I was like, is everybody, are the children safe?
Why is that human baby driving a car?
Yeah, it really was like that. Yeah, I can't drive standard because I'm very cool. Huh?
Did you make it to the guy's house?
I did not. I made it to my house, but I immediately called and was like, I'm going to need you to come over ASAP. A really big problem happened and I need nurses.
Did you get in a fight over the thirst trap pick?
No, at that time I was being very cool.
Yeah, it sounds
that
like
that was the cool. Yep. Yep. There's about 4 days when I first date somebody where I'm very cool. And every time after that, I'm like, who is this bitch?
She has a normal-shaped body.
That guy, I literally was like, you're in love with your sister. And he was like, no, that's insane. I'm like, he's like, you a little. If she wasn't your sister, though. That's bad. I know what it sounds like. I know. I'm in therapy. It's going really good.
Let's grab another.
You guys ever do that? Sorry. You ever go to a fucking guy's house and the mom is just like, doesn't he look so much like his dad? And you're like, are you gonna fuck him, dude? Are you trying to fuck my boyfriend right now? You already had him in your pussy once, bitch. I need to be held.
I feel like the last 15 minutes I've been in a Black Mirror episode. I literally keep looking out of the crowd and they're like, yeah.
That's how my whole life feels, like a lucid dream where I'm like, are you a person? It's really bad. It's really bad.
Let's grab one last suggestion. Rebound sex and what was this?
Delta flights.
Delta flights? That's very specific. Ivanka farting in public.
Delta has this gay dude now on that thing. Did you see them? Did you see them switch out that gay dude? He's like, he's such a fucking asshole too. He's like, and there is no smoking or vaping in the laboratory. You know what I'm talking about? He has that face. He's like, and there is no, and I'm always like. So I feel like he's looking at me. I always have beef with the gay flight attendants because they don't have an extended, like, watch. If I'm like, can I have your drink, sir? And thank you. Or they do that shit where they're like, here's a drink, here's a cup for the drink, here's a napkin, here's 12 sticks, take that. And then they're like, we're gonna be coming by with the trash. You will be shamed if you have any shit around your seat. And then they just sprint by you like that? And you're like, wait. And then when you go, wait, the person under you is like, hey, bitch, and I'm sorry, they're fucking. It's like, you know what? I could really stay up here forever just talking about stuff.
Guys, give it up for my pal Jordan Jensen.
Hooked on Cards is reeling in so many catches, you think you're at a pay lake. They are ripping the hottest sealed wax on the market 365 days of the year. With auctions starting at $1 for teams and products like Flawless, National Treasures, Spectra, and Honors, you are sure to get great value with Hook. The Lil Catch and the Big Catch will have you reeling in one of one RPAs of all the top players in the league. CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson to Lamar Jackson. No wonder it's easy to get hooked. If you're a football angler like the rest of us, go follow Hooked on Cards on Whatnot and Instagram for the largest variety of NFL breaks out there.
You guys are such a cool crowd. How about you get a surprise guest? What do you think, huh? I love this guy. He's like an older brother to me. One of the original guys to do the show way back in the day when I started doing the show like 13 years ago in Los Angeles. Please welcome the amazing Ari Shaffir, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. All right. Good to be here on Jeremiah's fucking fundraiser for his mom's cancer. It is inoperable. He will be keeping the money. What? I thought those were fake glasses with fucking fake eyebrows attached. That's crazy. Wild eyebrows, bro. That's fucking nuts. You can go fight for Israel or Palestine. You can do whatever you want. All right, guys. Suggestions. What do you got? What's in your mind these days? Street fight. Okay, I'll tell you what. That's a good one. You know what you never see as a street fighter? You've seen street fights. It's New York. It happens. People get upset. You know what you never see? Jiu-jitsu street fights. It would be sick if someone's like, you want to go? Yeah, you want to go? Let's go. And then. Bring it. They're coming to my guard if you fucking, my man. That's the key problem with jiu-jitsu is you don't start laying on each other. You know, if there was like a trampling and you're like get pushed down and then you're on somebody's like, oh, we should jiu-jitsu fight while we're down here. Good suggestion, though. More.
Protect our parks.
No, you can't suggest stuff about me. That's not how it works.
Sesame Street
is a good one. I don't know if you know anything about Renaissance fairs. But Sesame Street was one of the original ones. And if you know anyone who goes to Renaissance fairs, you know there's a ton of fucking going on after hours. And I believe all those educators who worked at Sesame Street were also fucking. I can tell you're getting tense because you're imagining the kids are still there. They're not. They're not slaves. They don't keep them there overnight. They send them home and then the fucking begins. They do use the puppets because they're not real. You know what I mean? And who better to fuck upon than the soft belly of fucking that one bird? The big one. Yeah. Do you guys still, is Sesame Street still on?
Yeah.
Nice. You think these kids will have learned to read by now? They're really not doing their job. They're like, hey, so we've been over this. I know what it's for. More suggestions. What do you got? Hold on. Did you say New York date? New York neighbors. Well, I heard what I wanted to hear. I guess that's the, you're like, no, I did not even say anything close to New York date rapists. What a specific, you probably all would have just suggested date rapists, but New York date rapists is so specific. That's only me, New York neighbors. It's an interesting area we live in. Who lives in Manhattan or Brooklyn? Okay. It's funny, you live in an apartment building. It's a small enclosed space with like, you know, 30 people. And when you see one of them, you just go, hello. And then you don't talk to them or look at them. It's the least friendly town in the world. Yeah, you know what I'll do? If I see somebody going to my building and they're like, you know, like 10 feet ahead of me, I'll just like pretend to tie my shoe. So I don't have to wait at the elevator with them and say hello. Am I the only one? Are you guys all very friendly to each other? Maybe I just admitted a lot that I shouldn't have. All right, that was a bad suggestion. What you got?
Camping.
Coachella. No, what'd you say? Cadence?
Camping.
PDA. No, one at a time. What? PDA, public displays of affection? That, you know who that's the hardest on? Pedophiles. You know? They've already got such a, they're so marginalized already. Never accepted in our society. And then if you're like a handsy one, you know? Love is love, you know? But like, you can't show it in the streets. You have to pretend like he's your son. Like, come on, let's. But you both want a tongue kiss, but you can't do it. You can't do it. Because we're not evolved enough. They do it in Vatican City, but they don't do it here. Because they're more evolved than we are. So next time you see two people like making out too heavy at a bar, maybe you should just go over to them and be like, if you really had guts, you'd f*** a kid. Like, what? But at least they'll stop making out at a bar. You ever see it get taken too far? You ever see, you know, people kissing and stuff, and then some lady will just like jerk off a guy under a table? I say lady loosely, but it's not a ladylike quality to fucking give a public hand job. You rarely see guys finger blasting women in public under the table. I don't think it's sexism, just the angle is, you have to like, it's so much harder to go out and then in. Women, you don't know your privilege, you know? You just like this, that's a normal fucking, it hurts to even imagine it. Oh, it hurts like up here. How easy is that? Wow, chicks have it easy. First Barbie, now this. Good suggestion. Who else? What do we got? In the back corner, what do you got? Cool. Harry Potter. It's not a bit, but it's a long-standing problem I've had with Harry Potter. I've just seen the movies, but so like Harry Potter is like the Neo from the Matrix, right? He's like the one. And the wizarding world knows he's the guy. You know, as a baby, he fucking won one of the biggest games. You know, he beat like a head wizard as a fucking child. Everyone's like, oh, Mr. Potter, nice to meet you, you know? They love this dude all through the school year. He's the fucking man, dude. And he's a fucking dork, by the way. All he does is ruin good times. We won the Quidditch game. He's like, oh, I don't know. Harry's feeling it again. Can't have one fucking celebration without Harry getting fucking upset. But whatever. He's the guy, so you got to do it. He's the main man. We all love Harry. And then fucking June 13th comes and school's out, and they go, now go live under the steps. Go live where they beat you for 3 straight months. He's like, can't I just do summer school? Maybe that was more of a thinker than anything. Turkmenistan. Do you know what that is? Yeah, I don't either. Imagine being a country that nobody gives a fuck about. You know, you have some top-level countries and some mid-level countries. Imagine being a country nobody cares at all. You know, even Ireland is like, you Guinness factory. You know, nobody's like, oh, watch out, Ireland's coming. But at least fucking a couple things, you know. Turkmenistan, you'd be like, when did you guys become a country? They'd be like, 1100. I'm like, I didn't know that at all. Because nobody gives a fuck about Turkmenistan. It might be huge. I don't even know how big it is. I saw Kazakhstan on a map. It's the size of America. I don't know how big Turkmenistan is. What does Stan mean? Because all those countries have Stan in it. You know what it means? No showers. I like how you answer the series like, no, I don't. What's the real answer? You're like, oh, this guy, that's not the real answer at all. What's that? Land of? It means land of? Oh, yeah. Well, I probably could have gotten that, too, if I was not doing real comedy. You know, it's just like giving a real answer. I mean, I definitely could have gotten it, but thank you. All right. Can you please put that, if there's a video of this, put it means land of the whole time I'm talking. How'd you learn that? You lived in Kazakhstan. Were they like angry at the Turkmenistanis? Were they like the Uzbeks? They didn't like them.
They're the Mexicans of
Kazakhstan. Love this. The Uzbekistanis are the Mexicans of the stands. You heard it here first. The guy who has firsthand knowledge, he knows what Stan stands for. The Uzbekis are the worst of the, I don't know, middles, or I don't know what the fuck. Who were the best ones? Kazakhstan, yeah, because they had Borat. Yeah, there's no movie star characters that come out of the rest of the stands. They're just like UFC guys who fight bears. All right, guys, let's bring Jeremiah back up here. Let's fucking...
Keep it going for Ari Shaffir.
Thanks, Jeremiah. How's your mom doing?
I think she's going to pull through after this show.
Nice. I like to hear that. And what'd she have? Pussy and one tit cancer? Did I hear right? It was pussy and left tit cancer, or was it pussy and right tit?
Yes, my mother had pussy and tit cancer, Ari. Yeah. Thanks.
Sad. It's very sad, because she's going to have to get one tit removed, and she's got nice tits, so it's like... She'll still have one nice tit. You know what I mean? Look at the positive.
I have good friends, don't I?
You know what would be the worst? If your mom really did have cancer, you'd be like, I know this is a joke, but it's actually really hurting me right now. Terrible laugh. What?
What's a grab a suggestion? See what we got. Dating MILFs?
Dating MILFs. Have you ever done one?
As of like 25-year age gap.
Oh, you got specific with that.
Listen, man.
25-year age gap.
This guy's breaking down his exact category online.
He's like, I don't want you taking the easy way out and saying someone your age.
We're not talking 5 to 10. We're talking a full 25 year. Like she could have raised you.
You're fucking a MILF.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah.
There's no age gap. That's why I specified. There's no age gap. It's not as hot.
Yeah. He's like, thank your wife, but 25 years from now.
You know, I've never seen someone like Robert De Niro dating a 36-year-old and be like, I like MILFs.
Well, that's a big phenomenon of younger women who date like really much older men than them.
Yeah, heroes, really.
What's the youngest girl you've dated as an adult?
Well, you know, I'm 49 years old, so they say it's half your age minus 20. So, hold on. It's 24, so 4. Oh, well, okay. I've been right on the line a couple times. Yeah, at the playground, no one pays attention. They're all on their phones now. You don't even have to steal them. You could do it right there. This is too dark, even for me. Multiple child f***ing things tonight. Yeah.
Your hair and beard style does look like a police sketch right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you a story about the one child who got away. I almost had him smoking a pipe. But then she hop, skipped, and jumped out of my life.
It's like Gandalf, but a pedophile.
A long time ago, there was a child.
The Lord of the Rings fans like that in here.
You shall not graduate. I gotta bring Jordan back up here. That was fucking. I'm not. All right. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, you killed it. What? What else we got? What was this?
More MILF stuff? What'd she say?
Harvey Weinstein, what was it? Horoscopes. And then
horoscopes. Horoscopes, Harvey Weinstein.
And dog barks.
Which one was Harvey Weinstein? He owned the island?
No, that was
Do you think Harvey Epstein. Do you think Harvey Weinstein ever tried to go to Epstein's island and Epstein was like, come on, man. It's not cool. Those people are just trying to win roles. It's fucking bullshit.
Do you think the people who went to Epstein Island treated it like a Universal Studios? or like a Disneyland? Like they like had that moment of like where they're in Jurassic Park and that like they're looking and they're turning the heads?
Yeah. Do you think they had Fast Pass over there? Like... If I go wait in line, they're going to be of age.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
To your left, you will see a 16-year-old Venezuelan. And
didn't Prince Harry say he took his fucking kid there? Or no, he said he wasn't there because he was with his kid.
Yeah.
Well, then I have no joke about it.
Good alibi. Good alibi.
It's a good alibi. I couldn't have been f***ing kids. I was with my kid. Wasn't that a wild one? Like, how do you know you weren't there? He goes, I specifically remember I had pizza. That's what he said. Like,
and they're like, all right, this checks out.
So checks out. Is there pizza in England? Oh, there is? All right, we'll let you go.
Let's grab one more suggestion. What was this?
Hot dogging?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what hot dogging is. It's when, first of all, it's when your play gets too much. Hot dogging? You've never heard that term? Where are you from? What
from
Christian borough
Kansas.
Are you from?
Kansas.
Was that Amish or Mennonite?
There's more Mennonites there than Amish.
I'm not really asking you. I was making fun of you. Hot dogging is when you're like, okay, like you're up 10 to 6 in a game of like a basketball, you know, play by once, and you step back for a 2 to win 12 instead of win by 11, you know? Deion Sanders high stepping from the fucking 40.
Gotcha.
He's hot dogging. It's not cool. You know, I stand for a lot of things. As you can hear, child has sex. But if there's one thing you know about Ari Shaffir, He does not stand for hot dogging. I draw the line. Play the game with respect. It's, thank you. Thank you. That did deserve a chant. I'm surprised you couldn't get it going.
Now, is it because you're Jewish and it's a pork thing? Or?
Dude, I didn't know they had any, until I got out on the religion, I didn't know they had anything but all beef hot dogs.
Right.
And then you fucking peasants are like, no, there's a small portion of beef in each hot dog. You guys are poor.
One more suggestion.
Britney Spears, you know what you never figure out? How to hear more, when more than one person talks at the same time. Like,
yeah, it's just, you can point.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it. I just want to see if I could point right. So, Britney Spears, isn't that an interesting one? Everyone got together. We're like, we have to release her. We have to free her. You know, she's been unfairly in her father's stewardship or whatever. And then she gets out and she's like, oh, she's a mental midget. She's a fucking, she should not be anywhere close to her children. She waited like a week and then she's like, I'm going to dance with knives. And she's like, I still got it. I've seen homeless people who are more put together than Britney Spears. And we're like, we did it. We got her out. Like, she does not need to be out.
I feel like as soon as she was released from the conservatorship, like, and her dad saw the news, he's just watching and was like, you have no idea
what you've done.
What she's capable of. Guys, keep it going for Ari Shaffir. Because this crowd is so cool, do you think we could do one more surprise guest? I love this next comedian coming to the stage, the other half of Being Ian with Jordan. Please welcome the great Ian Finance to the stage!
I got so excited to hug another man, I knocked the microphone over. Oh, yeah. What's up, guys? How about it for the show, huh? This is amazing. Oh, I'm so happy my dad was here. I'm kidding. He's dead. Anyway, suggestion? Okay, all right, first of all, whoever yelled out Mario, fuck you, okay? Because you just yelled out the first thing you thought when you saw me, okay? Fuck you. I get Mario all the time, okay? Matter of fact, the first thing, okay, I'm gonna talk about Mario and then I'll get to Bryce Harper. Fuck you, because you said that because you know the Phillies lost. Did you know the Phillies lost?
Yes!
Yeah, that fucking anyway, so don't ever say that. That's a bad word. No. That there is a worse thing you could say to a woman, though. Relax. Yeah, you do that and they turn into a real okay, Mario. All right. I was in a hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, and I went to get my laundry done at the hotel, and I went to the woman to ask her quarters. This like just such a good black old lady behind the thing. Have you ever gotten a hug by a black old woman? That would solve everything in the Middle East. Just feel like it's all right, baby. You know, that's what it is. Are you alive? Anyway, holy shit. What the fuck? Have they been like this all night? I feel like your Wi-Fi is buffering right now. Jesus Christ, lady. And also, you're a child. How old are you, little one? 29? What the fuck, you fucking Benjamin Buttons? What the hell is happening? Are you English?
Yeah.
You are Benjamin Button. Wait, was Benjamin Button English? Yeah. All right, so I was in a hotel room in Atlanta. And the most loving, wonderful black woman was behind the thing. And I'm getting my change. She goes, you know who you look like, baby? And I go, who? And she goes, Luigi. Luigi. And I go, really? Because I usually get Mario, you know? I go, but either way, I'll take it. He's a successful plumber. And she goes, no, no, Luigi. And she had the fucking picture already on her phone. She looked up, she saw me and goes, I'm going to see what this fucking guy looks like. Looked up Luigi and I was like, I don't think so. She goes, you're fucking wrong. He's right here. Man, the first half of that got a real big laugh. The second half. Okay, so we did Mario. What was the next one over here? New Zealand. Are you from there? What a fucking way to make you the main character, bitch. Look at that. What are you going to do next? Be like, getting divorced at 46. Having a gay son. New Zealand. I don't know anything about New Zealand. Are they the ones people call Kiwis? Yes. Oh, they come over here and they're so horny for everyone but me. All of my friends I would get fucked up with in 2013 would fucking be like, oh, we got a bunch of Kiwis at the bar. We're going to get laid. And I was like, okay. And I was like, are you a Kiwi? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, you want to go home? And they're like, we don't like being called Kiwis by you. And I was like, oh, shit, fuck. That is funny. Why do people call you Kiwis? Your national bird is a kiwi? But they don't call us eagles. Right? Matter of fact, the eagles in Philly are fucking, they're a bunch of violent lunatics. If anything, Americans should be called eagles. Like, we should go overseas and people be like, oh, we got a bunch of eagles over there. I'll be like, squaw, squaw. The national bird. No wonder I don't know anything about you guys. You're boring as fuck. The national bird. Do you get offended when people call you Kiwis? No. That was the cutest no? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if somebody was trying to rape a Kiwi? They're like, give me that pussy. She goes, no. And they were like, you know what? I can't do it. You're cute as a button. Wee! All right, next suggestion. Cranberry juice. Pumpkin spice. This crowd is thirsty. What? Scientology, circumcision. Let's split the difference. Tom Cruise's penis. Do you think, so Tom Cruise hasn't aged a fucking day in like 30 years, but do you think his penis has? Like, he looks so young all the time. Do you think his penis is just like, I'm so old and tired? Only one way to find out. Are you a family? Did we already go over this? No. It's complicated. That's my favorite Avril Lavigne song. Oh, so you're from England too? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why you're just so smiley and Oh, okay. All right. There's like a cultural divide. Yes. I don't know. And who's that guy?
The one who went to the toilet.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, you sound so nice. Oh, everything you people say sounds so wonderful. You could talk about a child and it would sound cute.
Oh, he's a little pedo.
Oh! Oh, I want to put him in my pocket. Oh! Yeah, I got to go to the toilet, take a big bum bum out of my bum dum. Oh, look at you. You're just so cute. I love it. Oh, and this is Mama. And Papa.
I'm fucking her mom.
You're fucking her mom? Oh. Yeah! 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 Let's go! Let's go! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
if you don't know, now you know.
Okay. I thought you were... thought you were black.
Do you understand what he just said? Oh my God. What? Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well fucking stay in this country. You're not going back to England. I can't wait to see you on the next episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Oh my God, that's amazing. Well, you know, you got to give him credit. That was the best thing he could have said, you know? You were meandering about some toilet or something, and this guy fucking gets to the nitty gritty. I love it. Is that boyfriend? You're getting married. Ooh, that's amazing. I know who's not invited to the wedding. Oh, fuck. If she was conscious right now, she'd be real mad at you. She'd be real mad at you. All right, let me get one more suggestion, and I'll bring Jeremiah up here. What about it, huh? Psychedelics. Which ones?
Mushrooms.
Hell yeah. What do you like about mushrooms? The truth. Whoa. I take these and I see the truth. Do you microdose?
Yes.
What is that? Hey, he's fucking her. Did you know that? You know that? Yeah. You're gonna have a lot to talk about on the underground. All right, let's bring Jeremiah up. How about it, Jeremiah? Come on up here.
The incredible Ian Finance. Keep it going.
Let's see what we can do. Got a couple suggestions for us? What do we got?
Body hair. Yes. I imagine Jeremiah has none. Does he look like he's just a smooth little dolphin? Look at you. Look, show it. I knew it. Oh my God. You don't even got a little kiwi fuzz, huh? How about that? Woo! That looks more like the Oregon Trail with that thing.
Dysentery's right here.
Yeah. Yeah, someone gets sick going down that thing.
Yeah.
Wow, body hair. Do you like it, yes or no? Depends where it is. Whore. What do you... where do you like it? Yeah. Head and face.
But you like smooth the rest of the body?
Would you make your man get waxed? No? Well, hey, don't speak for her. What are we in fucking Iran? Huh? American women can speak in this country. Yeah. We don't got Sharia law yet, all right? Israel. Oh, sorry. What? I thought we were... free speech? I thought... All right, you're black. Say it. Are there any black people that can say the N-word for me tonight? Anyone?
She volunteers. She's like, I would like to volunteer as tribute. I think I can say it. I promise it'll be more cute coming from me.
That's true.
It would be cute.
Yeah, I know. When a British person says the N-word, it sounds a little something like this. I do imagine it sounds like what they call pants.
Oh, yeah.
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 What do they call pants?
Well,
Jeremiah.
They call the pants knickers. That's what they call the pants, but with an accent, I can't.
Here, do me a favor. Say what you call pants, but you're in a rush and you're mad in traffic.
Knickers.
Oh, lady, what the fuck?
No, no, no. Dude, she turned on her American accent.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Knickers?
Yeah,
that's how we say it in England. That's how we say it. That's just how we say it.
Yeah, you sounded like a senator from Tennessee right there. I say it. She goes, I say it, I say it, I say it.
We say it, we say it, we say it.
All right, what's the next suggestion?
Yeah, what else we got? New Jersey. What was this one over here?
Boomers,
aren't they the worst? They're part of the problem.
What is our generation? What is our generation? What are we considered?
Which? The coolest. The coolest?
As you're tattooed in a white beater, we're freaking cool, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're generation cool. That's right. We grew up on Korn, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, dial-up internet. Yes. Yes. We didn't own NFTs. No. We had to cut pictures out of a magazine and hide them on our wall. Sorry, I blacked out.
Did you have any posters hanging in your room as a kid? Like anybody that you idolized as a child? No?
We don't have heroes in England.
You weren't a fan of the Beatles. Did you like the Beatles? Yes, but no poster.
Is she really loud when you make love?
Like, oh, my God.
Kind of opposite
what
kind
if
of thing?
She just comes alive? Yeah.
Do you want me to say the pants thing now? I'd love to.
What if when they do it, she turns into like an animatronic from Chuck E. Cheese? She just comes alive and is like, happy birthday to you. Sorry.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
All right.
Whoa, now you're just trying to roast my brother right here?
You're trying to roast me. You look like you were a fucking extra in Silent J and fucking Bob. Silent Bob and fucking Jay. What I'm trying to say is you look like Jersey trash. Have fun being a roadie for the Deftones, you piece of shit. Wow.
Dude.
Did you know that that's dude love? Look at fucking Mankind from 1992.
Where's
Mr. Sacco? Fuck you.
You come against him, you come against us, brother!
Yeah!
You don't want to come in the toilet!
Yeah, even though I'm the one that's attacking you and he's just kind of cheering me on.
That's my man right here, he's doing great.
Yes, yes, yes.
Get him, honey, get him.
Yes,
get him. You mess with, what else? You mess with.
I'm gonna knock you out just so I can give you CPR. I'm a gay bully. I don't know. I'm gonna shove you in the locker just so I can see what you look like when you're itty bitty. Wedgie time.
Ooh, can I take a little peekaboo back there? Ooh, this has gone off the rails quick.
Yep.
Last suggestion.
Cancel culture and drag queens.
Have you ever hooked up with a drag queen before?
Yes. His name is Iggy, but his drag name is Ethereal Sacrilege. He's a goth drag queen.
A goth drag queen?
Oh, dude, he's got such a fucking hog. Yeah, he's a goth drag queen.
Does he have razor blade cuts on the side of his penis?
He only buys his goth outfit from Hot Topic. We should have ended with what you said.
Guys, Ian Finance.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That was Stand Up on the Spot.
Did we have fun, New York City? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Make sure you subscribe to the series online on YouTube at youtube.com/@standupots. If you're ever in Los Angeles, we do the show every second Tuesday of the month at the world famous Comedy Store. Thank you guys so much for being here and being a part of it. I love coming to New York. I'm going to keep coming back. I hope you guys keep coming back. Thank you so much. I'm Jeremiah Watkins.
A huge thank you to the over 50,000 subscribers and counting on this channel. Now leave a like and a comment before you go, and what do you say we reach 100,000 before the end of this year? Thanks so much for your support.